We celebrate 10 years of Trinity House Cafe and Market. The first 10 years. The first 10 years. I think of the why. Why in the summer of 2014 did we, why did we look at this vacant former law office and before that bail bonds office? It was overrun with weeds and poison ivy. How did we glimpse something special? Why did hundreds of donors step forward to begin to partner with our nonprofit that owns the cafe? You know, with $10 a month gift or $25. And transform this into a little place of little taste of heaven at the corner of Church and Market, an oasis, a place to linger, a place of peace. You know, to answer this, I was thinking Trinity House is a world of smells and sounds, a barista chatting with you as your C.S. Lewis latte is made, scones in the oven, bursts of laughter, the hum of Market Street traffic, the crazy intersection, 200-year-old floorboards gently creaking beneath your feet, the courthouse bell tolling across the street, cardinals or robins over here in the boxwoods giving you a little concert, live music on the patio, the smell of fresh grass, the roses blooming in the front yard, the lilac, the sound of an old friend bumping into you here, calling out your name, and asking how you've been. But Trinity House is a world of encounter. The little gasp as someone walks through the blue front door for the first time. Best friends catching up. Children meeting friends in the back playroom or on a play date in the patio. A pastor counseling a man to keep investing in his marriage. A teen talking with her mentor. Author Kwame Alexander encountering his muse as he wrote one of his books in the main dining room. A customer journaling or sketching or reading. A group of Cornerstone teens holding a praise and worship concert right here on this stage. A Bible study or a men's group or a women's small group gathering to discover new graces together and pray. The conversations at the cafe among law enforcement, firefighters, attorneys, county staff, veterans, and other quiet servants who really are the connective tissue of this special community. Or a family's happy place to hang out and play a board game. The place of a couple's first date. Or the couples who met here for the first time within these walls. Found love and went on to marry. We know of at least three Trinity House marriages. Of a stranger approaching us the week after we opened. It was right here before this was the courtyard. It was grass. Some of you remember. It would get all muddy. The stranger came up to us and he said to Ever and me, he said, "We haven't met, but I've been praying for you and this place for many years, and now my prayers have been answered." But Trinity House is also a world of new beginnings. As a shy 16-year-old starts his or her first day on the job here and emerges 2 years later with confidence that comes from serving your community. As a skeptic of faith walks through the doors and glimpses a new way forward, perhaps an icon, a welcoming world, a welcoming word, an old book or church pew, or the way the mid-afternoon sunlight softly plays on the beveled glass windows. But Trinity House is also a world of loving work. As our staff, Tamara Black, who is working hard right now, our manager, and all of our staff whose dedication is the beating heart of this special place, as they show up for their next shift to serve our amazing community. As my beautiful wife, Ever, blazed the trail, opening the cafe while I was still working full-time in Arlington. While she covered early morning and late night shifts in those first years and beyond, as she brought our 3-year-old Charlie in tow, setting him up with crayons and paper within eyesight as she served customers. Or some of you may remember Charlie sometimes play colored in the little room under the staircase. An early era, as she kept as ever kept reminding us when the chips were down, keep pressing forward because God is doing something special here in our community. As she told a journalist just 1 week after we opened in 2014, our goal is to provide delicious food and drinks. She said this during the chaos of the first few weeks, so this is my amazing wife. But beyond that, we hope people will be touched by the spirit of hospitality at Trinity House. We want the warmth and beauty of the cafe to serve people's deeper needs and bring them together to create a culture that is worthy of the human person. And in the end, Trinity House is about even more. It's a front porch, an entryway, a portal into God's love in the Holy Trinity, glimpsed in the icon above the fireplace, of how in each of our lives, God the Father welcomes us to his table, to his love, of how the Holy Spirit listens to us, accompanies us, intercedes for us, of how Jesus serves us by his life, death, and resurrection, and beckons us to follow him to our Father's house. A few weeks after we opened in the fall of 2014, Ever and I found some free church pews. A few weeks before we opened, we found some free church pews on Craigslist and went up to an African-American Baptist church outside of Baltimore that was closing. The elderly pastor met us and he said, "I've done some good preaching over these pews. Take good care of them." Only later did we learn that two generations of Methodist ministers lived at Trinity House in the 1800s, and that the cafe basically occupies a former parsonage. As we journey into our next decade together with you, let's continue to take good care of those pews and of one another as we follow Jesus in the Spirit to the Father's house. Thank you.